We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. We're always live on the free Odyssey app.
Have they approached you about staying? It sounds like you want to. Have they approached you about staying?
No, we haven't talked about it. We haven't talked about it. And I respect that. And from my end, you know, it's the same thing. You know, we understand where we at as an organization and, you know, where I'm at contract-wise. You know, the for some reason, you know, there's a very calm sense of where I'm at. And I love what I'm doing right now. I enjoy everything that is going on with the Red Sox. But at the same time, man, like I said, at one point, I want to be there for my family. I'm 48. You know, I'm still young. But at the same time, they mean too much to me. And we're going to enjoy this one. We will. As a family, they're having a blast. And hopefully we can enjoy this all the way to the end of October.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora yesterday here on Jones and Mego with Arkin on WEEI. Yesterday was the final day of the Red Sox offseason. Today it matters, Mego. Tonight it matters. Red Sox get their season started in Seattle a little after 10 o'clock. You can catch that here on your flagship station for the Boston Red Sox, WEEI. We're going to start with Alex Cora and some of our takeaways from that interview yesterday. And our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mego, does Alex Cora deserve a contract extension? It's something we asked about. It's something he didn't provide a ton of insight on, though we'll pick that answer apart. Sam Kennedy was on with Greg Hill earlier today. We can get to his answer. Again, not a ton of information there. And we'll do that coming up. But Mego, does Alex Cora, based on his track record here in Boston on the eve or early in the day of the Red Sox opener tonight, does he deserve a contract extension with the Red Sox?
No. And I say that not because I think Alex Cora is the problem with why the Red Sox have finished last back-to-back seasons, two of the last three seasons. I say that not saying that Alex Cora shouldn't be back, like shouldn't be the manager in the future. But as we stand here today, I don't think that there's a lot that you can look at in their recent performances and say, yeah, that's a guy who deserves the extension today.
Like, not great.
I hope that everything that he talked to us about yesterday and that he's talking to the Globe about and that he's talking to Mass Live about and that he's all over the place with this positivity and the vibes are immaculate and he's the slimmed down, ultra motivated Alex Cora who's also very much at peace with everything and looking at every fish in the aquarium out in Seattle. Like, I hope that stays through this season, and I really hope it stays past the trade deadline where the team seems to drop dead every summer.
Yeah.
Like, I really hope that. Again, I think that's something that Alex Cora can control. And so I hope that he's back here next year and for years forward because I do think he's a good manager and I do believe in his connection to the clubhouse overall. And I do think that he is one of the best parts of the overall franchise that's left. But how can you sit here today and say, yes, he deserves it today? No. No, I kind of think, like, maybe this is the right way to go about it. I know people hate a lame duck manager, lame duck coaching season. I'd also wonder if the question is, does he want the contract extension? That's a lot there to start off
with. No, that's a fair question. Honestly, a lot of people sent me that on Twitter, at JonesWEEI. You're asking the wrong question. Does Cora want a contract extension. So we can add that to the discussion. 617-779-7937. Does he deserve one? Does he even want one? If you want to attack it that way, you can have at it there. You can also vote, again, at Jones and Mego. Arcan, does he deserve a contract extension?
If ownership in the front office is being consistent, then yes, he does. Because what's the plan this year? The plan is to build through the youth movement, right? Well, do you want the youth movement to have a bunch of different managers? Or do you want some stability there? And they believe that Alex Cora is a good manager. They like him. They kept him around. They brought him back after all was said and done with that whole thing. After he got suspended, he was brought back in with open arms. And really, I mean, I hate the idea of a lame duck manager in a season where you're doing admittedly something that I don't like. I mean, I don't like that they're going with this youth movement and they're $40 million under the luxury tax. I mean, all that sucks, obviously. But if that's the plan, have a plan. Don't have a lame duck manager. Have a plan. He'll be the guy if that's what you want. And he'll take these kids into the next generation. And if you want to move on after that, you move on after that. But just to have him twisting in the wind like this is silly, I think. Especially if you're trying to forward face your fan base and tell them all, hey, yeah, we're really building something here. There's really something in the works. It's not there yet. We're not ready to spend yet, but we're building something. If you're building it, build it with the manager.
Yeah, so my answer is no, and it's exactly what Mego said. It's they haven't been good enough the last couple of years to turn around and reward him. And I would have walked away. I would have walked away 2 years ago. I would have walked away after last season. They haven't done that. But I'm definitely not extending him. And it's an interesting question Mego brings up. Is he the one saying no? Is he the one declining it? They want him. They know he's popular. They want to keep him. And he doesn't want to do it. It's an interesting question, and I think there's some merit to it. You also referenced Mego. He talked to the Globe today. He says, you never want to get somebody fired, right, about Chaim Bloom. He says, that was hard. People can say whatever they want about our relationship. I had a good relationship with Chaim. Professionally, we respected each other. His firing kind of hit me in a sense, and I had to challenge myself because the one thing that I hate to do is lose. I hate it. I hate it. And we finished last the last 2 years. So I don't buy that. That they had a good working relationship, and he was like, whoa, they fired Chaim Bloom, that stinks. Like, that was a push and pull all last year. I don't necessarily buy that. We can circle back to your guys' answer on that, but real quick, he adds, are you a difference maker or not? That's for people to form their own opinion. I know what I can do, but it was hard to see the team fall apart towards the end. I challenged the coaching staff, I challenged myself to be better, and hopefully we're in a better place. This is ultimately my answer on why I would have walked away a couple of years ago from Cora, and last year from Cora. He's not a difference maker. They won the World Series when they had the highest payroll and the most talented team in baseball. And so, great, he managed that team. When they've had a crappy roster the last couple of years, he's managed that to a last-place team. All of that tells me the manager doesn't make much of a difference. It's all about ownership and their investment. And so, to me, no, I'm not extending him for his exact answer. Is he a difference maker? I'm sorry, I don't think he is. I know a lot of people around here think he is, and he's special, and teams will be lining up for him elsewhere in baseball. They better have high payrolls and deep and talented rosters, because if not, he won't make a difference. We've learned that.
I get what you're saying. I also think that that works in the other way, though, that the reason that they finished in last place over the last two seasons is not because Alex Cora has sucked at his job. Like, I think he could have done better. I absolutely think he could have handled some of the stuff immediately post-trade deadline better. But it's last year, a lot of it had to do with the rotation falling apart. And it seems to be set up to be the same way this year. I think it's interesting hearing him talk about Chaim Bloom, because then I think Arcan makes an excellent point about, okay, the goal this year,
right, what's the plan?
Seems to be this youth movement and the development of this young roster. But even if ownership is putting out there this messaging that that's the goal, like, even if Alex Cora gets it to a certain point with these guys individually, that might not save him. Chaim Bloom was mostly just trying to execute ownership's vision of being cheap and saving money and not going up against the tax threshold, and they still fired him. Like, it might just be a lose-lose situation, which is why I look at it and I go, for Alex Cora, he may just be thinking, I'm at peace here because I know my reputation is still intact elsewhere, that people will look at this situation from the outside and be like, well, that's a team that's not spending money right now, so I'll go elsewhere and I'll still be fine.
Yeah, no, so to me, I also want to know what the relationship is like between Breslow and Cora, and, like, let's see how that plays out. Let's see how aligned they are. And you can get to the end of this deal and Breslow can pick a guy. In theory, I mean, I think ownership will probably pick it. Like, they probably pick Breslow.
But in theory, that'd be the way to play it out, which is another reason I wouldn't extend him. But you can vote. Does Alex Cora deserve a contract extension? 617-779-7937. He confirmed yesterday, still no talks and no extension in place. He says he's at peace with it, maybe because he's the one saying no in the first place.
Another thing you just sort of reminded me of right there with that is that Alex Cora was in place during the GM search.
Yep.
You know, like that was that he was there, and that was in many ways people thought like a roadblock, right? Well, the new guy's going to want to come in and pick his own person, and you're only going to keep him here for a year after you picked him in the GM rate. Like that makes no sense either. Commit to him. If you're going to do it, commit to him. You made a big show about it when you were bringing in a new chief baseball officer. So now what? You're just going to let him go after a year? That's ridiculous.
It seems like it would be odd, but the Red Sox have done weirder stuff in the past. That's for sure. Speaking of the front office, or excuse me, above the front office, ownership, your team president, Sam Kennedy, was on this morning with the Greg Hill Show. What's his perspective on Alex Cora and his future in Boston?
I would start because we were just talking about it with Alex Cora, who was on this radio station yesterday afternoon. And I know that he's heading into his last season contract-wise. He mentioned that there hasn't been much in the way of discussion. Is that something that you guys will address during the season? A little update, if you could, on the manager.
Yeah, well, we're excited how Alex has come into camp. Incredibly positive, energetic. I don't think he's ever been more fired up for a season. But we're definitely not going to address his situation publicly. He and Brez will handle those discussions at the appropriate time. But really looking forward to getting going here.
Okay, he and Brez will handle it. Yeah, I'm not holding my breath on any updates there.
But damn, is he ripped right now.
It's like Arcan talking about Mr. Who.
Yeah.
So that was Sam Kennedy this morning on the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, you can use the rewind feature. Go back and listen to it there. Meanwhile, let me add another question. With the Red Sox opening tonight at 10 o'clock in Seattle, this will really tell you a lot about the state of baseball, the state of this team in this city right now. How many innings do you plan on watching tonight? Are you watching the whole game? Let me start there. Are you going to watch the whole game tonight in Seattle? You're staying up all nine innings until 1 o'clock in the morning watching this dumb team.
I know it's going to be on in my home all night. So I feel like I will probably make it to the seventh and then fall asleep. Like I stay up? I'll have the intention to stay up. But at some point past midnight, like I may very well just zonk on the couch.
Question, how attentive will you be?
Yeah, you're like a kid waiting up for Santa Claus. You're going to try to do it, but we'll see if you actually make it.
Going to catch him this time.
So, I have no intention of watching the entire game. Hopefully I make it until first pitch. And by the time I make it to first pitch.
Hopefully you'll make it till 10 o'clock.
Hopefully I make it until first pitch.
Are you 80 years old?
I don't know. What's going on in the NCAA games? Maybe I make it there. Maybe I don't. What's going on in the college games? Like, I prioritize the college games over it. Let's see what the Celtics are doing against the Hawks. How many innings are you watching tonight, Arcan? How far into this are you going to make it?
I'm probably falling asleep before we finish the third inning. I'm being realistic here because I'm going to be watching the Celtics. I'm going to be watching the tournament. Eventually, you know, I'm going to be drinking a beer or two, and I'm going to pass out on the couch. I know it's going to happen.
Right out, yeah.
Like, yeah, third inning. I'm hoping to get to the third inning, but I think that's even probably pretty doable.
What time do you guys usually go to bed?
When do I go to bed, or when do I pass out on the couch?
Yeah.
Two different questions.
When does your body go to sleep?
Typically late. I mean, I'm used to working late for a long time, so typically late. I'll be up late enough. Am I going to watch college basketball over it? I might. Let's put this out there. Where should we set the line for our listeners? Three and a half innings? Are you going to watch more than the
three
first three innings of the game? Three and a third?
I feel like this is the equivalent of you taking your six-year-old to Fenway. Like, many innings is he going to make it?
Yeah, Lucas made it three innings when he went to a baseball game last summer.
Who goes longer, watching it or Brian Baio?
It's a good question. How far does Brian Baio make it? Separate question.
Does Baio get pulled before I pass out?
Here's what I want to know. 617-779-7937. These are ostensibly, we have Red Sox fans here on the Red Sox flagship station, WEEI. Three and a half innings tonight with first pitch in Seattle. Will you make it over under three and a half innings tonight? You can weigh in on that along with our big question of the day on Alex Cora. Does he deserve a contract extension? That's 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback on that. We'll also get to another big picture question with the Red Sox. Who's the face of this franchise? Who's the face of this team right now? And I will take any and all answers on this because I don't think there's a good one. We'll get to it right after Trending with Arcan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Adam Jones.
Ah, yeah, what if a bear did cocaine?
Megan Ottolini.
This is some sh-
Christian Arcan.
Hey, Adams has a boost that I kind of like.
This is Jones and Mecco with Arcan on WEEI.
What are your expectations for your baseball team this season?
Make it to the playoffs, and we make it to the playoffs, we win the World Series. That's the way we're attacking this whole season. Obviously, you know, the people outside our world don't feel that way. You know, if you're not laughing, our expectations, and we're setting the bar low, right? So that's what we're talking about. And one of the things that we're going to do is kind of like push the envelope, you know, offensively. We're going to be more dynamic, you know, with Jaren, Rafaela, Trevor looks good. So we're going to probably steal more bases. Of course, the pitching thing is going to dictate what we do. You know, the guys have thrown the ball extremely well in spring training, but everything starts tomorrow here. The defensive part of it, that's the key too. If we do all that stuff, then we'll be talking in this show till the end of October. I do believe so.
We've been doing all this late night talking about anything you wanna.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that one. That was Alex Cora yesterday here on Jones and Mego with Arkin on WEEI. If you missed any of that interview, use the rewind feature on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy, no reason not to. You can check out the full interview there. World Series aspirations, Mego.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, indeed. He had some of that with Alex Speer in the Boston Globe. He said, I told them, hey, I've done everything possible this offseason to get to a better place, and now as a group, we have to go. We have to go. People are going to doubt us, and they're not going to believe in you guys, but I do believe in you guys, and I think the front office does too. We just got to go. And so he's out there. He's saying the right thing, but does anyone believe that? He's a little more convinced. Who was more convincing? Kraft the other day when he's like, I think we're going to make the playoffs, but oh, God, I hope we don't screw it up or whatever he said.
I hope we don't struggle.
Or Cora saying they're going to win the World Series. Like, in some ways, I think Kraft is a little more believable. You can sneak into the playoffs. Cora is just like, oh, we're going to win the World Series. I almost think Kraft is more believable.
Is Cora doing the corny thing of, like, if you shoot for the moon, worst case, you land amongst the stars?
Yeah.
Like, they're going to get a wild card? I don't know. Like, I think that he knows that the only thing that he could possibly have going for this team is for to be overwhelmingly positive and kind of BS their way into believing something with themselves and maybe finding something once they're in the season. Otherwise, what's he going to do? He's going to go into this situation and just be like, you know, this team sucks. I know you guys suck. They didn't spend any money on us. Like, let's go play. Like, what is the alternative?
You know what really gets people to believe in you? When you're like, I believe in you. I believe in you so much. Mm-hmm. I really believe in you. Like, when you got to tell somebody how much you believe in them, you're already starting in a bad place. And I don't blame him. Cora's got nothing to work with. But if he's such a good manager, I said this last year about this team. If he's such a good manager, he should be able to get something out of them. That's what a good manager does. If a manager just manages to the talent level on the team, what good is he? I mean, he's just an average manager. A lot of people could have managed that team.
Who's a miracle worker?
Okay. But this
like in the MLB.
Okay, but this is my point. Like, I don't think you need to hold on to him, pretend like he's something special. Because if you're just managing to your talent level, what's the difference?
You think you're going to get better returns with somebody who comes in
and
they're just like fresh-faced and naive to the entire situation?
I mean, look, it could go worse, but I think there's upside there. Yeah, there's upside to change and turning things over and saying, hey, let's get a shot in the arm out of this. I absolutely think that.
I think so, too, but they sort of missed the window didn't they? I mean, like, it's a little late for that now.
This is what they should have done.
Right, yeah.
But now if we're talking
or
about...
Or what they will do next year.
Yeah, right. And so if we're looking forward, does he deserve a contract extension? Do you think he'll get, like, with a good year, do you think he'll get one? We can add that as well. 617-779-7937. Real quick before we get to the phones here.
Weird if they had a really good year and then they'd let him walk.
That's not unheard of.
It's not, but that would be strange considering the way it's all sort of gone here.
Or if he just walks.
That's it. That's what I was
saying. If he walks, sure.
If they have a really good year, I would wager more that he just walks. It's like,
happen.
You know what? I'm going to go. They're not going to support me. This is the best I could possibly do with this. Like, let's say a really good year is they make the playoffs. This is the best I could do with this. I know this is the best I'm going to look with this current ownership makeup, so I'm going to go elsewhere and get a real job with a real team who's going to spend money.
I think that's totally possible. Now, I think if they offered him a real worthwhile extension, he would take it, is what I think. But I could have that completely backwards. Maybe they've been offering him a deal, and he's telling them no, and he'll walk. He'll have a good year, and he'll walk away because he'll have a million offers in the offseason, and maybe that's how we're looking at it or how he's looking at it right now.
Trophies for vibes. They
do not, unfortunately. He did reiterate that with us yesterday. So I want to add this, too.
What about a pennant?
Since it's Red Sox opening day, I want to add this as well. I asked her, the Red Sox are at 10 o'clock. By the way, great start for baseball this season. Mm-hmm. What a brilliant sport. What a smart, forward-looking sport, really on top of things. They open in Korea at 6 a.m. And their best player, by the way, got caught up in a gambling scandal on top of it.
And no one saw him make his debut either.
No one saw it. It was the Dodgers
before
the Padres.
Suspended for the whole year.
It was like a week ago in Korea at 6 in the morning. No one saw it. The only reason I saw it is I was up picking eye boogers out of my eyes, making eggs for my kid before I rushed him out the door to school. I'm like, what's it? There are games right now? What the hell? No one saw it. The first two games of the day are postponed. Okay, opening up in Eastern cities, the New York Mets at home. Let's kick off opening day with the Mets. Let's do that. Rained out, postponed, Mets and Brewers, not happening. The next game was supposed to be Braves and Phillies. Brilliant. Let's do another early game in an Eastern time zone where in the Northeast, basically, where you're going to get trounced by rain. So
yeah, they postponed it yesterday. They didn't even make the call.
So that was yesterday? Okay, so I didn't even know that. Then you still have, is Baltimore going to play? Baltimore's the next one up. They're supposed to start in like a half an hour. Are they going to play?
Yes.
Definitely?
It's not raining in Baltimore.
It's not raining in Baltimore.
I'm looking at the schedule right now. 0% chance of rain. Very humid.
Okay, good. So opening day starts at 3 now.
Well, hold on. Is this the Arcan baseball team? It's humid? Can't do it. Can't do it. It's too
Can't
humid.
Can't do it. Too humid.
It's a good point. So the Orioles are going
to get... not the heat, it's the humidity.
They're going to get it started at 3 o'clock. So brilliant sport. Nice sport. You started last week. No one saw it. Your first two games are rained out. You're going to start with the Orioles and the Angels at 3. That, if nothing screams opening day like getting it started at 3 o'clock. And then you have the Red Sox tonight, which this is just unfortunate timing. People have to open up on the West Coast. I get it. They start at 10-10 tonight. How many innings are you making it? How many innings are you watching, maybe, is the better way to ask. I set the over-under at 3.5. A few texts here, 37937. Jones, I plan on watching 2 innings, whether they're winning or losing. Jones,
that's it?
2 innings?
That's
pushing 11 o'clock.
This person's just saying 2 innings.
Okay, that
seems arbitrary and strange.
That's pushing 11 o'clock. What time do they work? I don't know. Maybe they're up on the road at 5 in the morning. I don't blame them. If you're waking up and going to the construction site tomorrow morning and you're waking up at 4:30, I wouldn't watch first pitch. I give them credit for 2 innings. NCAA games are way more above the Sox. I agree with that.
Like, I get that. I get that rationale completely.
I'm certainly flipping around. It's not like the Red Sox have my idle attention. There's also this. I'll be listening to radio play-by-play until the end, as always, regardless of time zone.
What a hero. Thank you.
There was a time where I felt that way about the Red Sox, Arcand. You know, like it was, there was a kid. There's like a million baby Pedros. The Red Sox have the latest now.
Right.
But there was a baby Pedro on the Angels, and I can remember vividly like staying up and watching that and being like, I'm watching every pitch. I'm staying up. I don't care if this game's going 14 innings and it started at 10 o'clock. I used to have, you know, that feeling. No longer. No longer feel that way. But credit to you, Texter. I will get to your phone calls as well. Let's start it off with Omar in Brookline. Go ahead, Omar.
Hi, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I think Alex Cora does deserve the extension, but I'm going to flip this around and say I don't think the Red Sox deserve him because they're putting him at a disservice by not you know, spending money, not giving him at the best opportunity to succeed. So, you know, and my second thing I wanted to say is regarding watching baseball, I think most Red Sox fans will not really get into baseball season until after basketball is over, like in June, second half of the season. So I'm not going to watch too much tonight. Maybe I might watch a couple innings here and there, and that's about it.
Okay, I mean, the Celtics play tonight.
It's opening day.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about, like,
it's
game
not, though. It's
seven
opening,
of the
it's opening night
season.
Different.
Like
opening
a
night.
Random Tuesday game in late March, early April. We're talking about opening day. It used to be a big deal. This used to be a country.
Okay, well, fine. Again, let me ask you. How many?
America, damn it.
Over, under, three and
so
a half.
So far, I'm the one that's watching the most of the baseball game of everybody on the show.
Over, under, three and a half innings.
I'll be up. I'll be watching the whole thing.
Joe, over. Mego?
Over.
Arcan?
Under.
I mean, I might be up late enough to watch
Although,
more innings than that.
Pitch clock, maybe I'd get to like the fourth
inning. Maybe.
You know?
I'll put it this way. Over, not sober. That's how I'm going to be watching the game.
There's a lot of offense, right. Probably not making
How many attitude. Innings is Mego going to remember? That's not the question. The question is how many you're watching. That's like me with the college basketball games last weekend. I watched them all. I'm not sure they all registered.
You never clarified we had to pay attention.
Yeah, well, that's 100% true. Let's go to Joe in Lowell. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, Joe.
When Bayo gets shellacked tonight and gets taken out in the fourth inning, how are they going to move forward with this baby Pedro marketing campaign?
Well, that is, first of all, that's our marketing campaign here at WEEI. And second of all, what are our expectations was this question there on the screen? Because if he gets pulled after four innings, whatever, we'll rip him, but it's opening day, and like he can bounce back from that. What are our expectations for Brian Bayo?
Like for this season
yes.
or for tonight?
No, for the season. I don't care about tonight. For the season.
Take a step forward. I mean, get your numbers better. Be more consistent. Don't have like a hot month and then get a little wobbly around the All-Star break and then go totally cold by the end of the season. Like, I think better numbers and more consistency. That's all you want from somebody developmental. Like, do I think he's going to be an ace by the end of the season? No, I don't. And I think them putting him in that position is unfair to him, but whatever. That's the way that this team operates right now.
When you say put him in that position, you don't mean the extension. You mean just having one and not signing anybody else around
him. That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Making him top of the rotation is ridiculous.
He is so far through 2 years, and he was better last year, although not by much. Through 2 years, he's 14-19 with a 4.37 ERA. So a step forward is what? Like an ERA south of four? Like what?
That'd be great.
I would like.
How about like around four? If he has Cutter,
so you're lower on him than I am.
If he has Cutter Crawford's ERA, then I'm happy. I'm not even joking.
If only he turns into Cutter Crawford.
If only he was Cutter Crawford. Numbers wise, yeah, because it would present some consistency. Like that number. I know ERA is not perfect, but it does show that he was up and down the last year and certainly the year before.
Yeah, I don't care if it's perfect. It's a good shorthand measure for a good pitcher. Get your ERA below four. And here's a second thing I would add. Can you strike some people out? Can you strike people out? You have the arsenal to strike people out. Can you strike people out? Keep runners off the bases when you're striking people out. That's like a main thing I would like to see specifically tonight. Like, I don't care what his ERA is coming out of tonight. If he gets his brains beaten in, he gets his brains beaten in. Can you punch some people out? Can I see like 7, 8, 9 strikeouts? Can I see that out of you? Because I feel like I haven't gotten enough of that out of him yet, Arcan.
You really didn't get it last year. And I remember getting scolded about this last year. Why isn't he striking anybody out? Well, he's getting people out, isn't he? Like, you know, that was sort of the thing. And it's like, yeah, he pitches the contact and he wasn't bad, but, you know, it'd be nice to see him miss a few bats here and there because you didn't really see a lot of that last year. Also, by the way, what are we going to do with the Baby Pedro marketing? Just keep it all and make it Baby Pedro Estacio. How about that? That would work.
Was that Baby Pedro Estacio? Who's
yeah.
I remember that name.
Pedro Estacio. He pitched for the Mets. He wasn't very good.
Got it.
It's still a baby Pedro, just a different Pedro.
Pedro Siriaco.
Or Pedro Siriaco. Or Pedro Strop. Remember him?
Kind of, actually. Yeah, reliever?
Yeah.
I do. I actually kind of do.
So there's other baby Pedro. There's other directions you could go.
Who was that pitcher on the Angels? I tried to look it up. I wanted to say it was like Ramon Ortiz. I don't think that's who it was. I was trying to remember who I was even
what
thinking
era?
Of.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're
late
talking
90s.
About.
Late 90s. I was watching. It was like TV 38. Like late 90s.
The game is on.
I was staying up late. I was staying up late at my grandparents' house watching TV 38, watching McDonough and Remy. And so I don't know. I don't remember who it was. But there was like some baby Pedro. And I used to care as much as that texter who says they're going to wait for the whole thing tonight. Hopefully it's not extra innings there, texter. Hopefully that's not the case. Meanwhile, Mego says it's too much pressure on Brian Bayo. Which, like, you know, I'm not going to cry for the
not
kid.
Not for opening day, just for the setup of the
right.
season.
I'm not going to cry for the kid with the extension, but he shouldn't be your number one pitcher. Tomasi ripped him last night. on TV next to a very handsome gentleman on NBC Sports Boston. And here's what
nice
he had
to say about Holly.
About the Red Sox.
It's the perfect ending to this miserable, terrible, wretched offseason. You know, it's like all you needed. This team is actually not that far away from being passable. And what they needed was a starter. They needed another starting pitcher. And he was there all winter in your lap. He was working out at BC, the whole thing. And you ignored him right to the very end. And then he signed for nothing. You know what you could have done, guys? You could have easily, if you wanted to go over the luxury tax just a little bit, signed him and Blake Snell. And then guess what? You actually have a pretty good team. Your offense is good. Your defense is better. You're bumping two guys into a bullpen that is now a serious strength. You're right there. Those two guys sat there all winter. They both got effectively two-year deals for like $50 to $60 million total. You could have done that. You could have signed both of them. You didn't. And here we are. It's going to be another craptastic Red Sox season.
Thank you, Tomasi.
Get excited. Like, so again, they start at 10. Games are getting rained out all over Major League Baseball. They started in Korea last week. Nobody watched. There's a gambling scandal with the sport's best player. And oh, by the way, the Red Sox are going to be so craptastic. Tomasi didn't even give him the dignity of writing a season preview. Did you read this the other day?
No.
He's like, I'm not previewing their season. They don't care about their season. I'm not previewing it. He just ripped them.
He just wrote that in a sentence.
Yeah, he just ripped them. He's just like, they're not worth your time because they're not investing. I'm not writing a season preview. Screw them.
Fantastic.
It is an interesting. It is an interesting approach when like his job does depend on covering the team and people paying attention.
Yeah.
You know, there's always that push and pull with the beat writers.
Yeah. What's the season preview for this team this year? Can they get out of last?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much there.
Where can they find something?
There's not much there.
Meanwhile, Rochie's like on Twitter trying to put a curse on my Orioles.
Oh, was he?
Talk about like scraping the bottom of the barrel, trying to put something, juju on the Orioles.
Too soon, honestly. Like, you can't go in on Baltimore right now, Rochie. That's so dark.
That's what I was like, come on.
I mean, Rochie, jeez.
Can we have something here?
I mean, my goodness.
Wasn't he just in
I knew
Disney
he was
World?
A dark man, but my goodness.
Very edgy, too.
Yeah, seriously. Rochie, yeah. Yikes, too soon, Rochie.
That's how I feel as a Marylander.
But I didn't realize he was putting the hex on him.
Yeah, I guess he posted a video of, to be fair, the Oriole coming up and, like, munching his shoulder.
I'm sorry?
He did the what now?
It's like the big...
That's my move.
The big bird mascot comes up behind him, and it's kind of scary. It's like flapping its wings and like trying to eat Rochie's neck. And he was like, for this reason,
yeah,
the Orioles will never win.
Yeah, the nape?
And I was like, ugh.
Is he going for the nape? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Go on. So anyway, I haven't seen this
Look
video.
Look it up for yourself.
Not on a work computer. But yeah, do
I'll
it.
I'll save it for later, thanks.
Safety search, or safe search, rather. Does Alex Cora deserve a contract extension? You can vote at Jones and Mego. 64% say yes. That's Arcan's side of the street. Both Mego and I are no. 37%. We're going to get yelled at by the Playtesi guys, by the way. I don't know if you saw this.
Why?
One of the Playtesi guys, Odyssey app, you can check it out, wanted to report anyone to the FBI who votes no. So we're going to be on an FBI watch list for voting no on this.
Like, we're not already?
Sammy's got eyes on you.
That's Coop's podcast.
No, it wasn't Coop, but it is Coop's podcast, correct. Yeah. So you can vote at Jones
Coop
and Mego.
Coop would be, like, all over to who's on the FBI watch list, the GW nerd.
It's a fine podcast, by the way. They have great guests on that podcast.
Who's been on there?
I've heard that the guest lineup has been very, very strong.
Like who?
Why did they ask you on?
I did make an appearance, but it's not just me. It's everyone they've had on has really been great. But yes,
like,
great,
what
great
did they
guest
ask
lineup.
You about?
About the Red Sox.
They
genius.
Ask you about when you go over and pick up all the stray foul balls from batting practice?
They did not ask about that, but I may
and
have mentioned
you,
it anyway.
Yeah, they're like, sign them.
It's
and
mini
them
Zach Hample on the podcast today, or on the podcast today. It's Arcan Zach Hample. You can vote, again, at Jones and Mego. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. How many innings are you making it tonight? Oh, by the way, over under 3.5. Meantime, let's get to the Bruins. They continue to teeter-totter back and forth. They win a game, they get you on the bandwagon, then they lose a game, and you go, what the heck's going on with this team? Is it time to panic yet again? We'll do that next.
We're right back to it. Jones and Mego on WEEI.
WEEI. Nick Paul sends Chafee ahead, and he scores! Sokka time, and he scores!
Drive, Lilleberg's drive was wide, and point wraparound. The Bruins are 1-3 now. The final 3-1 Tampa Bay.
But I think more last night, there was a lot of emotion in that game. There was a lot of physical
the physical product also contributes, you know, and you win a big game like that, we're sky high, and then we got to come back and we got to play an elite team in the league again. It's a hard schedule.
Now let me ask something here. Why are we playing this song, Joe Braverman?
It's from the Cars movie.
No, exactly. No, I know why. How old are you?
26.
Did you watch this movie as a kid?
Yes.
Okay, so this is why. I was going to say, he's so young.
That
what
he is this song?
He watches the same movie as my kid.
He's actually young.
Or my kid, yeah. Right, no, he's actually
not
young.
Not fake mega
right,
young.
Right.
Is it offensive to say that this song kind of sounds like Courtney Love?
No, it's Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, but it's like Sheryl Crow doing a Courtney Love song.
Oh, I see. No, this is how you
like
kick.
A whole song.
This is how you kick into the first Cars. Joe knows. My kid watches this like once a week. I know this song. I was wondering why we were playing it. Okay. In fact, I think we played this before, Mego, when she got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think we played this.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, because it was a Jones request. Yes.
It's
a rock and Sheryl Crow song.
There's at least five Sheryl Crow songs that come way before this song.
Well, yeah. Well, sure. That's fine. But I like
this
song.
Is this an original for the Cars movies?
It's a great question. I'm going to guess yes, but I don't know.
Okay.
This is when they're racing.
Jacob says yes.
This is when they're racing for the Piston Cup.
Is this something like from your generation? You guys are so into Cars?
This is what I'm saying.
The movie, not the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen it.
When did the first Cars come out? Can somebody look that up? Like 2006?
06, yeah.
Those movies are old. Yeah. I mean, so they'd be children for this.
You know what kids' movie is actually like pretty disturbing? I mean, a lot of them. But Brave Little Toaster. You remember
that? Haven't seen that in a while.
What's disturbing about the Brave Little Toaster?
Okay, you remember when the wall air conditioning unit, like, that starts going on the fritz and it like overheats and it basically dies in the wall? That was scary.
I don't remember that.
Okay. All I remember is the Little Richard song playing over and over again from that movie. That's, I think, all I remember.
That movie was creepy, actually, all around. And I really liked it as a kid.
Let me tell you, somebody brought this up to me before. All right, Cars, right? Is George watching those films?
We've played them for him. He's kind of into it, okay. But not really, yeah.
There's no people in that world.
Okay.
So where'd they all go?
Well, it's an alternate universe, duh.
Is it? Cars are on this planet.
Yeah, okay. Do the cars on this planet have
eyeballs?
In
like, no. They're in like L.A. and stuff in the show. They're in like real places.
Yeah, you can have an alternate universe where they're still in L.A. Don't you know anything about quantum physics?
Where did all the people go?
I assume the cars mass murdered them.
Right, exactly.
It was like an extermination. Like the cars just rounded them all up, put them in the street, and ran them over.
Yeah, like we're worried about AI and, you know, or aliens or something taking over. This is an actual...
We should be worried about the cars coming to life.
The cars were all Terminators, like Skynet, and then they just took care of the humans.
How many cars tried to take you out like 6 months ago? You got hit twice on the same thing.
That was the people driving the cars. Don't drive in the breakdown lane, please.
That's a good question for everybody out there, mostly the Twitch chat and the text line, 37937. Where are the people in the Cars movie? What happened to the people?
Wait, what if you're thinking of it this the wrong way? What if the cars and the people interbred? And that's what we have, people cars.
They're like cyborg cars?
Yeah, it's a new species of
people.
Yeah, but then the parents,
making
right?
Love like... to their cars.
Or maybe
and
it's like a praying mantis after you mate, you die right away. Like,
yeah.
You know,
I have at least one friend that would have sex with his car. I have at least one friend that would do that.
The car births a little thing in the car movie, and that's where they come from.
I mean, you know what? I hadn't thought. Maybe next time Lucas rewatches it, I'll watch it like a hawk.
Best hockey segment ever.
Anyway, well, I didn't expect that song there. Bruins, you worried? You worried at all there, Mego?
Yeah, I am. I feel like this is the exact thing that we talked about yesterday. You come off of a good win, and then it's even more so the comments after the game, after the loss last night, that it's like, oh, well, our energy didn't carry over from one game to the other. There was no momentum, and also there's this big flight, and everybody's pretty, like, tired, you know, and it's just, like, hard that we can't find this consistency. Like, by the way, both teams, I think Montgomery said this, both teams were kind of down.
Yeah, weird
Either
answer.
Team was on their best game last night. It's like, okay, well, theirs still looked a lot better than
yours. Yeah, they kicked your ass with their not best game. That's not good. How's that a good thing?
Yeah, so of course I look at it and I go, ugh, it's just the same old thing that's been happening since the All-Star break.
So the only thing I'm a little worried about, Arkan, because, you know, I'm not exactly Mr. Hockey over here. I'm not watching certainly national games. I'm watching the Bruins. I'm not watching the Lightning on my downtime. I'm not doing that. And so I just kind of written Tampa off. I didn't realize how well they had been playing, and I didn't realize how good they looked specifically matching up against the Bruins. So I'm a little more worried about that matchup. which if the season ends today, is that who the Bruins are getting right now? Who's the – no, Tampa's the number one wild card. Where are the Rangers? Rangers – yeah, that'd be the matchup right now. The Bruins will be taking on Tampa Bay, so that's your first-round matchup. That's what I'm a little afraid of now. I got done saying yesterday, I'm like, Florida and Toronto, it's actually lining up pretty well for the Bruins. Do you want Tampa in the first round? I think that's my only question coming out of last night.
Hell no. I don't want Tampa in the first round. Tampa's owned you for a while, and they've owned you this year. They won 3 out of the 4 games against you this year. It was the second night of a back-to-back for the Bruins, but as Mego just pointed out and as Montgomery pointed out, Tampa was on a West Coast road trip and just got back on Monday or Tuesday, whatever it was. So, you know, boo-hoo. I really thought that the Bruins could have sort of a gut check there, you know? Like, I thought that was sort of a – you had a really tough physical matchup. You beat Florida. You could ride that wave into the next game, or you can sort of take a night off. And they took a night off, and that's really disappointing.
Good comment here in the Twitch chat from Dill Pickleson. The cars are actually being worn by humans like in Men in Black.
Wait, what? Oh, when he goes in and he asks for the sugar water wearing the man suit?
Earl? I'm not sure if we're talking about Earl.
Who are we talking about?
Sugar water. I assumed we were talking about the old creepy dude where they push his temple and the little alien pops out.
I don't remember that part.
He's like, the galaxy is on Orion's.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's on a cat. It's on a cat collar.
The cat's Orion. Very clever. I know people listening to this show don't like spoilers, so apologies. But that's a spoiler. The galaxy is on Orion's belt. Orion is a cat.
I wish it had just been like a guy working at a construction site named with the last name Orion, and he's got a belt on and someone comes over and tries to undo it, and then it gets sexy.
That's Men in Black 3, I think, when that happens. Yeah. Let's go to Brock in Middleborough. Go ahead, Brock.
How's it going? I get a question. When am I allowed to be worried as a Boston sports fan in general? I mean, the Bruins going to choke and just cut Monty's head off and move on and say, that he was the problem? Are the Jays going to pull a Penn and Teller and pick when they disappear and choke again? The Red Sox offseason was catatonic. The Patriots went into the offseason with the most money, spent none of it, did nothing, changed the 3 on last year's roster to a 4. It's the same thing. Like, in general, when are we allowed to be worried? Because the two bad teams stay bad, and the two good teams keep playing bad over and over, and I keep being told, don't worry, they're going to make it, they're going to go, they're too good to fail. Well, they haven't proven anything.
Okay, Brock, first of all, wonderful call. Call back anytime. Number two, when should you worry about teams in the city? It is a little weird to hear that call today when the Celtics are head and shoulders, by far and away, the best team in the city.
Yeah, but they just lost.
They did just lose.
And they're seeing that team again tonight. What if they lose again? My God. No Trae Young.
I would just say this. The Celtics are the city's only hope. I mean, we've been talking about this on and off for the last few months.
So you have no hope for the Bruins?
Not to win the cup. No, not really. I've said they should go further than last year. I mean, look, I'll throw them in as a cup contender, but if I had to, like, plunk money down, am I betting on the Bruins? Hell no. I'll bet on the Celtics. And so that's your one hope. But if the Celtics blow it, yeah, you can officially freak out about teams in this city. I threw a funeral for all the teams in this city a few years ago, Arcan.
Yes.
The Reverend Arcan spoke at it.
That's right.
And so I was concerned. The second Brady left, I threw a funeral for this city, for the sports teams in this city. And so I've been concerned about that for a while. But the Celtics have...
Was this like a satanic mass?
It's a good question. I mean, the Reverend spoke at it, so I think it was mostly holy, I think.
Column A, column B.
Yeah, I think it was kind of all over the map.
You threw it.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, I declared it. Arcan spoke at it.
Okay.
But yeah, I think we're past due, being worried about sports teams in this city. The Celtics can save it. And if they choke again, all bets are off. Because the Red Sox and Patriots, where they're at, self-explanatory. Bruins, maybe there's a little more hope there that I give it credit for. But yeah, it's pretty much the Celtics are bust.
Yeah, and just by the way, like, the Celtics choking obviously would suck. But there's stakes to that. It matters. You know, you're watching all the way to the end of the season. You're watching them in the playoffs. You have expectations of them to do something. You'll have an emotional reaction to them choking. My worry with the Red Sox is that by the time the Celtics and the Bruins are done in the playoffs, their season will be over already, and it's like there's no one cares. You know, like, that's really what they have to worry about.
No, that's a realistic possibility, which is why drafting a quarterback, I think, really matters for the Patriots. Mm. Let's get into that with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. We have Tommy Curran standing by from NBC Sports Boston. A little over a half an hour from now. We talk to him every Thursday at 3:30. Let's get into some of these quarterback pro days. How much stock are we putting in these pro days? Drake Mays is about to begin at UNC. We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.